It's Thursday, June 11th. Here's what's happening in Northeast Indiana. Indiana school experts are predicting around 40 to 50 school referenda will appear on the November ballot, twice as many as in previous elections. A new report is raising questions about Indiana's voter citizenship verification process and its impact on naturalized citizens. And a new workforce program is coming to Indianapolis, this time to train workers to build Meta data centers. I'm Brianna Barrow, and this is Who and What. Indiana school experts are predicting around 40 to 50 school referenda will appear on the November ballot. That's twice as many as in previous elections. WFYI's Caroline Beck reports on what may be driving the increase.
Senate enrolled Act 1 from last year is one of the biggest factors behind schools' concerns about future budgeting. The law increased property tax reductions for homeowners, which means schools will see less funding for things like transportation, maintenance, and utilities. That is, unless they can get voters to approve a higher tax rate through a school referendum. Scott Bowling is the executive director for the Indiana Association of School Business Officials. He says based on data they've collected, some schools will likely receive less local revenue in 2029 than they did in 2025.
So that is not a decrease to the increase. That is a real meaningful cut, especially in the inflationary environment we're talking about.
Local school boards have until early August to submit a referendum question for the November ballot. I'm Caroline Beck in Indianapolis.
A new report is raising questions about Indiana's voter citizenship verification process and its impact on naturalized citizens. Indiana has rejected or canceled more than 60% of voter registrations challenged under Indiana's proof of citizenship law involving naturalized citizens. This is according to a report filed by the Indiana Capital Chronicle. The law allows state officials to compare voter registration records against Bureau of Motor Vehicles data to identify possible non-citizens on Indiana's voter rolls. But voting rights advocates argue the system can wrongly flag legal voters because BMV records may not always reflect updated citizenship status after someone becomes a naturalized citizen. According to the Capital Chronicle, several hundred additional cases are still pending. Supporters of the law say it helps protect election integrity, while critics argue eligible voters could lose access to the ballot because of outdated records or documentation issues. A new workforce program is coming to Indianapolis, this time to train workers to build Meta data centers. WFIU's Aubrey Wright has more on the program.
Meta selected Indiana as one of four states to pilot America's Workforce Academy. It's a fast-track program for skilled trades. Meta says all graduates are guaranteed a job at one of their data center construction sites. The Boone County Economic Development Corporation is a community partner of the academy. Data centers in Indiana have sometimes faced fierce public opposition because of noise and power usage. Meta is working on two data centers in the state. One is a $10 billion campus in Lebanon, and the other is an $8 million center in Jeffersonville. Meta estimates they will need more than 5,000 construction workers. I'm Aubrey Wright.
Indiana Governor Mike Braun has responded to recent comments made by Lieutenant Governor Micah Beckwith. WNIN's John Gibson has details from Evansville.
Beckwith said last month, quote, "I hate Islam. It's a demonic death cult." He then doubled down on the comments, posting on social media that he wished all Muslims would become Christians. Speaking to WNIN's Shively and Shoulders program, Governor Braun noted Beckwith's age.
He's young, he's got conservative values, but sometimes you even hurt them if you articulate them in a way that is not resonating, doesn't make sense, or offends other people.
Speaking more generally, Braun says if you're spouting off in a way that hurts your ability to be taken seriously, quote, "you're going to pay for it." Braun says he tries to avoid such controversy.
And then you can generally be taken credibly, and they're going to focus on the issues and the problems that need to be solved.
Reporting in Evansville, I'm John Gibson.
More news in a moment.
This music was composed by Chloe Summers, a student of Canterbury School. You heard it here on WBOI.
Here's what to know for today. The City of Fort Wayne announced the next group of recipients of the Opioid Settlement Fund mini-grant program. Fort Wayne City Council voted Tuesday to hold off on a proposed downtown homeless service center until the fall. And Indiana hospitals are seeing a sharp increase in uninsured emergency room visits. That's Who and What for Thursday, June 11th. These stories and more can be found at WBOI.org or on the WBOI app. Subscribe to Who and What on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. You can ask your smart speaker to play Who and What. If you enjoy this podcast, you'll also enjoy our newsletter, Frequency, at WBOI.org/frequency. Music for Who and What is produced by Jack Ankenbruck. From all of us at WBOI, thanks for being with us and have a great rest of your day.